This is Kathy and Barb, hosts of the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour. Today, we bring you one of our favorite conversations. To hear the full show and more anytime, visit twoboomerbabes.com. These days, there's a mind-boggling number of ways to meet and engage with others, both personally and professionally. Think Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. But one major aspect of connecting and networking has not changed, the actual face-to-face kind, and most people are overwhelmed by the thought of it.
In How to Work a Room, Susan Roan shares tips for savvy socializing, whether at a party, a conference, or at the office, and offers practical advice for starting conversations and strengthening rapport with strangers. Susan joins us on the phone from San Francisco. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I am delighted to be here.
Susan, what do you mean by work the room?
Well, you know, it's an old political term. I'm from Chicago, and that's what we heard growing up. But my definition of it is walking into a room, and the room could not even have a roof. I mean, it could be a sporting event. Walking into an event where there are people that you know and don't know, and it's meeting, greeting, connecting, having that, even a small amount of conversation that over time, with follow-up, can turn into a relationship. But it's also about having a good time, bringing your stories, listening to other people's stories, and introducing people to each other.
Say we're at a conference. It's the networking cocktail hour, and we don't know a soul. What should we do first, Susan?
Okay, here's what you do. Before you go anyplace, prepare. You know, we're going to make sure we have a fresh tie, and for the women, we're going to make sure the makeup's on right. But we forget to prepare, and that means plan and practice your self-introduction so you know what you're going to say about yourself, because unfortunately there won't be someone necessarily to introduce you around. The other thing is, you know, listen to shows that you like. Listen to, you know, the stations that give you news, and I know this is going to sound old-fashioned, read a newspaper online or in print. It has conversation, and come prepared with 3 to 5 items you could talk about, even if there's a lull in the conversation. It could be a movie, it could be sports, it could be, you know, favorite restaurants, or can you believe that happened? The latest trial. There's always a latest trial. But if you're prepared, you're going to feel more confident. And when you walk into that room, take a deep breath, look at where the bar is, where the food is. And this is my best tip from the Silver Anniversary edition of How to Work a Room. Always start with the dessert buffet table.
Oh, good idea.
Oh.
Very good idea.
Okay. You mean dessert first before we've even had cocktails?
Even if you don't nibble, the people that are eyeing the desserts thinking, how many calories are in that eclair, or should I have that chocolate mini bundt cake, they're going to be fun to talk to. And what could you talk about? What our grandmothers always knew, which is food, food, food. Ooh, that looks delicious. How many calories do you think it has? Have, you know, food starts conversation, which is why a generation of women and men before us made sure we had a lot of it on the table so we could be so stuffed we couldn't even have an argument with our family.
Susan, I have to tell you, I am from St. Louis. And when you meet someone from St. Louis, the very first thing you say as a conversation starter is, what parish did you grow up in? I mean, and then, of course, it goes to, oh, and then what high school did you go to? There must be some good tips for other small talk than that.
Well, you know, I grew up in Chicago, and our first question is, where did you eat pizza? So what can I tell you?
Okay.
But you know what? If you go to an event, you are under the same roof. So that means you already have something in common. Are you a member? Have you been here before? How about this one? How long did it take you to get there? Did you find a parking space? What was the traffic like? We are talking in any room, the conversation starts with small talk. You're not going to start with famine, war, pestilence. You're going to start with the little things you have in common, because that is what helps us find that common bond and connection. And if it's a name tag event, read their name tag. Do you know someone that worked at that company? Does their name sound familiar? You know, if we fill out a name tag, oh, here's my thing for boomers. Please, I beg you, make sure you write it in a thick marker so I can see your name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Believe me, that would definitely help.
If they're from Cosmo magazine, we could say, we've been dying to get in that magazine.
Absolutely.
Do you know the editor?
That's exactly. You know, if you don't tell people, this goes for so many of us, because so many of people have read How to Work a Room to Go to Wedding. I had, when it first came out, a woman write me a note back in those days. Thank you so much. It helped me with my daughter's wedding. I wrote not a word around a wedding. So I thought that was interesting. But you know what? If you don't let people know what you need and are interested in, how can they possibly help you? So I think saying that is great. And I'm going to see if I know someone at Cosmo now that you said that.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Thank you. So, Susan, do you think men and women approach working a room differently?
You know, I think we do, and I don't think we intentionally, consciously do, but it's how we're different. Women are so, and it's not just me saying it because it's been proven in the social research, women are so relationship-oriented. And, if, you know, I say a woman will meet you at an event, will find out about you. I've had men say to me, I don't know, I went to this event. I took my spouse. After the event, she knew more about everyone than I even knew, because we talk to people, we ask questions, and here's the magic in any conversation in any room, listening to the answers. Otherwise, how can you remember what people said?
True. Well, that's very good advice. So very, very quickly, Susan, how do we break into that group conversation in a nutshell, because we have to wrap?
Okay. Stand in the periphery. When someone looks your way, you can make an agreeable comment, step in. You can also say, may I join you? Or do you mind if I join you? Because rarely will someone say, yes, we do.
Okay, and next time we have you on, we're going to ask you how to get out of a group conversation.
Oh,
okay, Susan? Okay, well, Susan Roan, author of How to Work a Room, this is fabulous advice. Thanks so much for joining the Two Boomer Babes.
Thank you for having me.
Check out this story and listen to the Two Boomer Babes Radio Hour anytime
at twoboomerbabes.com.